And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Have a great friend with me today. And I'll tell you, this is a man who studies, researches constantly, and he stays at the forefront in many, many areas. And he is doing a great job in protecting us from the ravages of the New World Order. That's really the bottom line here. A man who has fought the police state, a person who has exposed the shenanigans of the elite as far as they're attempting to take away our Second Amendment gun rights. A man who has gone after some of the biggest names. And let me tell you, he is doing a great job. His name, Alex Jones. Let me tell you a little bit about Alex before we get going, okay? Because he speaks like a staccato machine gun, so I don't want to interrupt him once he gets going on important topics. But I'll tell you, I have known Alex for a long time. I remember seeing him the first time on TV, and I said, who is that guy? He's very impressive. Now, that was cable access. He wasn't paid a dime for that. He did it because he had a heart and a passion for truth. Alex Jones is probably the biggest name in the Patriot Truth Movement today. I like to just call it the Truth Movement, fighting the New World Order elite. He does a good job of it. He's on radio stations across America, several networks and so forth. Of course, his webpage, Infowars.com, is one of the most visited in America. No doubt he is in the sites, the gun sites, you might say. He has been targeted by the elite for destruction, but he just keeps on going. And, you know, there are people out there that envy him, that are jealous of him, that are angry at him over whatever. You know, when you reach the top, as Alex has, well, then there's going to be people, you know, with, you know, I don't know what all, dart guns and rocks and everything thrown at you. But let me assure you of something. I know Alex Jones, and I put my reputation on the line, Tex Mars, in telling you some of the rumors are so stupid, they're preposterous. He is not a Jewish shill by no means. He is certainly not a Jesuit priest. That's about the silliest thing I've ever heard. He's not COINTELPRO. He doesn't work for ABC News or CBS, or he's not getting money under the table from, I don't know, the Vatican or whatever. None of that is true. Here's a guy that has a heart for the truth. So I'm going to put my reputation on the line and tell you that up front. There are other talk show hosts that are telling you different things about Alex. Hey, I'm tired of this nonsense. It's silliness. One of them, for example, was just bashing Alex and me, claiming we were Jesuit priests or something, which is about as silly as can be. You know, I myself was baptized at age 16 in a Baptist church, Port Neches, Texas, First Baptist Church. But these things, you know, they get around. There are people out there, little people that are just liars. They are. And sometimes they even get radio programs of their own, and they want to be big stars, and they make up these silly, flimsy stories. But listen, we've got more important things than that. We need to quit making up myths and fictions. We need to get down to the business of fighting those who are leading our nation into a total wreck. Now, I asked Alex to come on today because he's done a lot in the area of exposing some of the big names in the GOP, the Republican Party. It's sort of easy to go after the progressives in the Democrat Party. But when you start taking on the biggies of the Republican Party, oh yeah, oh, that's when they bring their big guns out against you. But he has exposed Sarah Palin. He's been talking a little bit about the Tea Parties and who might be the hidden controllers behind them. Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly of Fox News. What's really going on there at Fox News? Are they attempting to conquer Americans who are simply fed up and angry at our government? Your recent poll said that 75% of Americans, 75% are angry at their government, and they deserve to be. But you see, now comes Fox News to say, well, we're the answer then, the Republican Party, the war party, The tax party. Yes, they're taxers too. I've asked Alex to come on and talk about that. Alex Jones, welcome to Power of Prophecy.
Tex, it's great to be here, and I'd like to address the first issues that you brought up because they dovetail perfectly into the issue of Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck, if I may. But I just want to say it's really great to be here with you. And, you know, we did have a good Protestant Christian marriage when you married my wife and I. And, you know,
that's right.
The establishment just doesn't like true blue people. And so they want to undermine anybody who's actually real. But expanding on that, a few months ago, we were made aware by listeners to Harvard/Chicago law school papers published in the last year and a half by the White House regulatory czar, and that's Cass Sunstein. And now they're in the New York Times just yesterday saying that Obama will use executive orders and signing statements, something he swore not to do on the campaign trail, to implement his land grabbing, his carbon tax agenda, his open borders, his Northcom, MIAC report, police state operation. And Cass Sunstein went on to say, we have lost all credibility on the controlled left and right. And he's a big Israel firster as well. He said, we've lost all credibility. So he said, what we're going to do is we're going to infiltrate the 9/11 truth groups, the patriot groups, the tea parties, and we're going to undermine them from within. And he also said the best way to control something is to lead it. Hmm. And he went on to say we want to censor the internet. We want to arrest people. These are actual quotes. We want to fine people. We want to put taxes on people that don't believe in man-made global warming. And he listed a bunch of things. 9/11 truth, you name it. And so we know that's going on. We know COINTELPRO has been going on for a long time. And that's what COINTELPRO actually does in the declassified government documents is they accuse the real leaders of being government operatives. So the only true way, as Christ said, he was always being asked this about false prophets and leaders. He said, you judge a tree by its fruits.
That's true.
And so in these troubled times when the enemy's putting out all this deceit and disinformation, look at the fruits of a Tex Mars or an Alex Jones versus other people, and look at the steadfast 20 years or more you've committed and all the persecution you've gone through, my 14 years and all the persecution I've gone through, and the fact that you talk to most people out there, they say, who woke you up? And the majority of them today will say Alex Jones. And then, of course, it was Tex Mars that helped wake me up to a great extent, so that shows how that just continues and grows. And so many activists that you've spawned, that I've spawned, so many researchers, we are responsible, with God's help, in a great respect, for the revival, the awakening that is taking place in our society today. And so we're going to have a lot of jealous people that attack us, but we're also going to have a lot of COINTELPRO operatives that are going to continue, you know, Israeli diamond merchants and others. Now, they're going to say we work for the Vatican, and then you're going to have people funded by the ADL. I even had major Israeli papers, you know, attacking me, of all things, claiming that, you know, I work for Jews, and which wasn't even true. I think they mentioned Emmis that picks up a few of my shows, and that the head of that is Jewish. Is there anything wrong with that? The point is that they nitpick things, or we lease a satellite feed, which anybody can do. That's how you get on talk radio, and, oh, well, at one time that was owned by ABC, so that means I work for ABC. These are the type of kernel of truth manipulations they engage in, but the point is it's actually a lot of the Zionist organizations, like Cass Sunstein admits this, that are actually trying to get patriots to infight with each other and to say, well, you're not anti-Israel enough, or you're not anti-Catholic enough, or you're not anti-this or that enough, to get us all factionalized into different groups and organizations fighting with each other.
And yep. Yeah, they want to divide us, absolutely.
Divide and conquer. So I have, that said, I have always been known for not attacking someone unless it's absolutely bona fide proof, and if that enemy is big enough to be getting traction as a Benedict Arnold, as a Judas Iscariot, to really hurt us. Like, I happen to know, because they admit it, a local Austin group trying to put out disinfo on me, and it's harmless, so I don't really talk about it. Separately, the power of Google goes to ADL functions and praises them and attacks me previously. So I mean, you got to love it. I mean, there it is right there. But I don't even cover some small potato thing like that. But my job is to hit the barbed wire. I don't sit here and say, well, if I say this, I'll get discredited, or if I say that, it's going to be unpopular. I look at what the truth is and what will be most effective and bring people together against the New World Order overall takeover, the carbon taxes, the open borders, the gun grabbing, the world government, the federalization of police, the secret MIAC and Homeland Security reports where they admit the whole Homeland Security grid is for patriots, conservatives, Christians, returning veterans, libertarians, gun owners. So I come out against Bush before the 9/11 attacks, and I say I believe they're going to blow up the World Trade Centers and blame it on their CIA asset Bin Laden, because I saw the preparatory phase, the conditioning that Bin Laden was about to hit us beforehand. In January of last year, I got secret documents, Bureau of Cemeteries, California. I interviewed an emergency manager off air, talked to the reporter that first interviewed him, played the tape from Indiana, where they said millions will die from flu. The feds are telling us this. Then I got more secret documents. I went on air and I said they're going to launch a flu hoax. I don't know if it's really going to kill people or not, but they're going to use it as a martial law takeover smokescreen. I went on air and I warned people about that in January, 3 months before it started in April. This manufactured flu, wrong hemisphere, wrong time of year. And now I've interviewed Wolfgang Wodarg, the head of the EU Commission, admitting it's all a premeditated fraud and eugenics. Those are just a few examples of when I'm clear on something, I'm clear. I knew that when Obama had an 86% approval rating, that if I wanted to be a political whore, I would have come out and been soft-soaped it. No, I said they want to build him up as a messianic leader to push through their whole agenda. If we can shoot him down politically as a messianic leader, he will crash and burn even quicker, and their whole agenda will stall. They will then build up a fake Republican answer as the next counter-revolution, containing us within the false left-right paradigm, understanding their political and geopolitical systems. And I covered that in the Obama deception, March 15th it was released. I covered it in Fall of the Republic, my two seminal films that will deprogram people on the left and right. And so I only target something if I know the full energy of the New World Order is behind it. Obama was the fake revolution against Bush, who himself was a puppet. Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin are the fake revolution, or to lead us into the fake leaders, Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, Sarah Palin. They'll probably run together, two of those three in a configuration in this evil alchemy they've created. And so it's my job to go in, hit the barbed wire, slam it down so people on Omaha Beach can climb up over my back. I'm not worried about what people think. I'm not worried about COINTELPRO. I'm not worried about being attacked. I'm not worried about being killed. I don't like them death-threatening my wife and children, but it's all in God's hands because I am committed to this, and I realize that if I'm not fighting 110% in this battle, that I'm at my weakest if I'm not fighting 110%. It's like in football, they say, go 110% every play. You get hurt when you kind of get distracted and don't go 110%. So we do throw caution to the wind. So that's why the last few months I've really started coming out against Glenn Beck, because there is no doubt he is an absolute devil, as Cass Sunstein and others have designed him to be, to go in and like a chameleon, pose as a constitutionalist, so that at key points he can shoot down Ron Paul in 2007, saying he's probably a terrorist and wants to blow things up. We use the army against him, and he's a kook. To Deborah Medina's evil, and we need to vote against her for Rick Perry and his North American Union. There's no FEMA camps. It's all made up. I guess the MIAC and Homeland Security reports aren't that bad. At every turn, he is a conscious Benedict Arnold who fully knows what he's doing. As Cicero said, the enemy outside your gates with their banner openly isn't one-tenth as dangerous as the enemy within your gates who dresses in your garb and you know, knows your own dialect, because it's the enemy within. And Glenn Beck is a key enemy in this whole situation.
Now, he evidently just flat out went after Deborah Medina, who was doing great in the polls here in Texas. She won the first debate that she had with Governor Rick Perry and Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison. And then comes along Beck and the mighty Fox News Network. And I mean, they pulled an ambush on that gal. Evidently, she didn't realize what she was walking into there. She gave a great answer. Let's just face it. There's nothing wrong with it. But they try to make you look like a fringe kook. And to some extent, that's what Beck did. Now, it's interesting to me. They've done the same thing. You know, 9/11 truthers, they call. The birth certificate of Obama. Anybody that questions that, they go on the attack.
They're trying to set the parameters of reality. And within 30
That's right.
minutes of her being on that show, Kay Bailey and this is simultaneously and coordinated, and Rick Perry were putting out robocalls, you know, with the recorded messages to everybody saying she was a 9/11 truther when that's not even what she said. But it, exactly. They're there to make sure the establishment Republicans stay in power. Remember, it was Bush's brain, Karl Rove, who engineered Perry getting into the Agriculture Commission and then governor. And it's Perry who's Bilderberg Group attendee. So this is done to keep their power structure in, so when they've worn out their pony Obama, they can change ponies in the Pony Express. You know, they're all ponies in the same stable, and keep riding Rick Perry on down the road to the presidency.
Alex, this is why you are an enemy of the New World Order elite. You see, Hegelian-wise, they're using these two factions, Democrat Party, Republican Party, and they, when everybody is upset at George W. Bush and the Republicans, well, they'll herd them all into the Obama arena. And then, of course, when they get so angry because Obama turns out to be just like Bush, practically, then they'll herd everybody using their Tea Parties or whatever back into the other camp. So people are whipsawed back and forth. Now, along comes an Alex Jones and said, wait. We're not going to go along with this little game here. We're not going to play the Democrat-Republican a party game. We're just going to tell the truth and expose these evildoers. And let me tell you, you have placed yourself direct against what I call the cesspool of politics in culture in doing this. But every day, going back to also the first part of our program, Alex, every day I get a dozen letters from people who say, thank God for Alex Jones. He has awakened my eyes. Alex, even in the midst of all these attacks against you personally, and that's what they are, it's amazing how many people are waking up. Now, what I'm worried about is these Tea Parties. Good people, decent people, on the most part. But it seems like they're falling into the trap that's been set by the Sean Hannity's, Sarah Palin's, Glenn Beck's. What about that?
Well, absolutely. If we look at the Tea Parties, and even MSNBC admits this now, if you look at where they came from one place. If you've got to give credit to one place to understand the history of this, predominant birth of it happened in Texas in 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007. The main leg of 83 federal highways, the main funding center of the tumor, was to be 8,000 plus miles of existing roads to have transponder toll roads put in, turning most of the major state and federal roads in Texas, 8,000 plus miles, this is the official number, into part of the NAFTA Superhighway, the Trans-Texas Corridor. Now, even as the signs went up 3 years ago, CNN would say it's a conspiracy theory, Ron Paul's crazy, there's no such thing as the Trans-Texas Corridor, which itself was part of the Security Prosperity Partnership, North American Union. This was all officially part of the NAU, international private companies like Centra of Spain, Zachary of Australia, and others, coming in, spending a few million dollars in lobbying money and being given hundreds of billions in the aggregate is what they would make off these roads in Texas alone, meant to be the heart of the country in this takeover of our transportation infrastructure. And so the Tea Parties began in Texas as the anti-NAU movement that Lou Dobbs deserves. I mean, Lou Dobbs isn't perfect, but he is real. I've talked to him off air and on air. That's why they gave him his money and fired his butt. You notice Fox hadn't hired him yet, because he is for real. He isn't perfect, but he's real. Michael Savage certainly isn't perfect, but he really believes what he's saying. A Beck or a Hannity, they know They're the two words. They are actual operatives. I've seen Hannity say every child needs a microchip and all militia members should be arrested. So, then in 2007, the first big Tea Party for Ron Paul was over 1,000 people spontaneously, when it got announced by different people, including myself, marching down to the Congress Street Bridge, okay, on tax day. Then in 2009, in January, Rick Perry in Texas, Cornyn's is where it all started, they tried to come and speak at Tea Parties, and they would be booed off the stage. That's on YouTube. And the media, they were also booing people like Lloyd Doggett off in January and February, and I would point out on the radio and on online TV at PrisonPlanet.tv, I would play the clips and say, look, the Democrats are saying this is a Republican situation, and Republicans run this. They want to make it partisan so they can divide and conquer. They're all working as a team. And then, indeed, it became a self-fulfilling process. They put Hannity on the road, Palin on the road. They put the kingpin of it all, Glenn Beck, on the road to advertise Tea Party Nation, which is chartered by the RNC and Steele. In the last 8-9 months, they did take it over. And they do now run it. So now there's an internal battle with 9/11 truthers, constitutionalists, anti-New World Order people, conservatives that don't want more wars for foreign countries. We're being told, get out of the Tea Parties, don't come to the events. And Glenn Beck is now going on TV and radio every week and saying 9/11 truthers work for Al-Qaeda. They're going to kill Obama. And meanwhile, it's going to be the neocons that I believe may kill him or try to kill him as a false flag to start riots. And I really believe this is in the cards now. I know it's in the cards. The question is, will they play it? If we get the word out, they'll back off. But the point is, they are clearly gearing this up. And Beck is saying every single week, and I'm not even really tuning in very often. I mean, it's on the radio. It's on TV. I played clips today saying 9/11 truth is going to kill Obama, and the 9/11 truthers, anybody who questions government, shouldn't be allowed in any government around anybody. We all need to basically have the equivalent of yellow stars, I guess, pinned to us. And so this is the system he's using. He gets everybody's confidence. He does some good things like fight the greenhouse gas taxes in Copenhagen. He admits the government's putting in thermostats that control your house in Texas and California. He admits Acorn's a horrible, nasty organization. But then in the clip I played today from one of the last week's TV shows, he said that it was Bill Ayers and a few other foundation communists who funded the economic collapse, not Goldman Sachs that funds Obama and Bush and Sarah Palin and all of them, not the big private Federal Reserve, not the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. No. He now, once he gets your confidence, then slips the lion. He says there's no FEMA camps. He, again, at key points, he always uncloaks and stabs us in the back. So there is no doubt that he has been positioned. He started the 9/12 movement to reinvoke the hysteria, the mind control, the fraud of 9/12, and we were ready to nuke everybody and set up world government and torture people. He says he wants to bring that mindless mindset back. Glenn Beck, amongst all of this scum, has been the most effective. And as somebody with discernment, he is someone who revels in evil, revels in deceit, and warn everybody you know, Glenn Beck is a Judas goat. Just like I told everybody about Obama, that wasn't hard for conservatives to see.
Well, you know, they take people. Beck was a top 40 radio disc jockey, just like Limbaugh, they auditioned him, and he's a useful idiot. They moved him to CNN, and then they finally groomed him and created this gala-type TV program. Now, they've used Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly at the O'Reilly Factor has the number one cable TV news program, and he has brought Beck on board, of course, and they're going on a national tour, and once or twice a week he has Beck on his show and promotes him. Now, just recently, both of them were on there together, Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck. Now, these are the people that supposedly are supporting Tea Parties in their efforts to stop these incredible taxing proposals of the Obama administration. And yet O'Reilly comes out and says that he is for not only continuing the income tax that we've got, the IRS, but a national sales tax.
In fact, I did an hour and a half expose live.
Oh, did you? Well, good, because Beck came right back and one-upped O'Reilly and said, hey, we need more than a national sales tax. We need a value-added tax.
Yeah, exactly. Today, I spent an hour and a half trying to chronicle all of his wicked behavior.
Good for you.
And then I had forgotten, see, about three times a week, because it comes on before my show, locally here in Austin, I tune into Beck while I'm driving into work. Every time I tuned in a few weeks ago, he was saying, we're bankrupt as a nation. The answer isn't cut government. He just left that out. The answer is we need a value-added tax,
wow,
sales tax, or new taxes, and they're not going to get rid of the income tax. And absolutely, I'd even forgotten his call. Again, exactly. I forget it all. He's for the banker bailout. He wants all these new taxes.
Well, yeah, the Wall Street Journal actually called him a champion of Wall Street, called Glenn Beck one. I think it was a June 26th issue of the Wall Street Journal. They said Beck is actually was for the TARP, was for the many billions of dollars, and Wall Street Journal called him a Wall Street champion.
Tex, see, you're actually reading and researching, and you remind me of stuff I'd forgotten about. That's what I mean. It's so transparent, but he says a few of the right things and then slips a giant dagger between our ribs and our heart. I mean, there is just no doubt this guy has been inserted into our midst so that he can lead us straight to Hades.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, O'Reilly, by the way, if you really look at, you know, every night you watch the guy and you say, hey, he's a pretty good guy. But you have to, that poison, just like at Jim Jones, you know, People's Temple there in Guyana, that little bit of strychnine or arsenic and what is perfectly good Kool-Aid will kill you. I've seen O'Reilly just night before last. He went on there and he just slipped in his little talking points how it's going to be necessary because the government is running out of money and running a big deficit for them to cut Medicare and Social Security for seniors. Now, if they would just cut out these Social Security and Medicare for illegal aliens, that would take care of the problem. But no, that's not what they plan to do. They're going to take it away from people, Alex, who have been giving it in, you know, all their life. This is not a welfare program.
That's it. If you look at what Obama really pushes, and then you look at what Glenn Beck and O'Reilly push, attack Iran, bigger police state, bigger government, cut Medicare and Medicaid. If you look at the actual bill, the health care bill, socialism is bad enough, but this wasn't just socialism. This was $41 billion cuts in Medicare and Medicaid every year. This is massive new taxes going to interest to bankers, liability protection to hospitals and to HMOs for these unelected boards to set what type of care you get. And it cuts Medicare and Medicaid. And then every time I tune into O'Reilly, which is maybe once a week and I have to hold my nose to do it,
right,
he endorses sales taxes, value-added taxes, cutting Medicare and Medicaid, and that's everything Obama's pushing. But again, only a fake leftist can launch new wars and have fake left cover with the Democrats and not make it a big political issue. And only a fake Republican can call for new taxes.
Okay, that's very important. Now, when we come back, Alex, I really want to ask you about Sarah Palin, even the Glenn Beck connection there. But Sarah Palin, because, you know, she's become the queen of the Tea Party officially, but here she is campaigning for Rick Perry and for John McCain in Arizona. So I want to ask you about Sarah Palin and her undercover work, so-called, when we come back. You're listening to Tex Mars, Power Prophecy. My special guest today, Alex Jones. Stay with us. We're going to be right back after this brief message. Two fantastic videos produced by Alex Jones about President Obama, but more than that, the future of America and even the world. The first video that we offer here at Power of Prophecy is the Obama deception, a powerful video. The first out, and boy, was it packed with information. Of course, Alex has an even newer video. He gets deeper into this subject about the growth of the police state, the banking system takeover, the cartel of the New World Order elite. And that is also about Barack Obama. It's entitled Fall of the Republic. What a sad title that is. And yet, it's true. This great republic, my friends, is about to fall. And we need to step in. And you need the educational material and information. You know, the Bible says in Hosea, God said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. People care. I know you, my dear friends, you really care about this, but you need to arm yourself with the ammunition you need. And you know, even more, we have gun rights. Of course, we have the right to keep and bear arms. And a little later on the program, I'm going to ask Alex about that because he's been at the forefront in fighting for our rights to keep and bear arms. But, do you know what's stronger than a bullet? Greater than a jet aircraft? And I was in the Air Force for 20 years. It's information. It's the light of truth. These two videos, each is offered for $25 through the ministry here, the Obama deception and fall of the republic. Now, just go to our website, powerofprophecy.com. In fact, you'll see the picture. I think both of them. I know fall of the republic, the new one, is right on the homepage. So you can just click onto that and order it with your charge card right at powerofprophecy.com. You can also call us toll free here at Power of Prophecy during the workday, Monday through Friday, 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. And of course, the prophet, I guess we don't really, we truly are non-profit, although we're not 501c3. But by the way, I want to mention too, Alex Jones is Infowars.com. I have no problem with your getting the videos there. I just want you to have the videos. Yes, you can buy them from Alex Jones Bookstore at Infowars.com. So you can go to our website, powerprophecy.com, or you can go to Infowars.com. When you're at Infowars, be sure to visit Alex Jones' radio program. It's on every day, and he has a TV program as well. You can click right onto that. Some of the greatest stories in the world. I visit it 3 or 4 times a day, in fact. So Infowars.com. Now let's return to address. Thank you, Jerry. He always corrects me over here, my engineer, Jerry Barrett. Yeah, our address. You can just write to us and send us $25 for each of these videos. Please add $5 shipping and handling. Okay, for each video, that's a total of $30. Ask for either the Obama deception and or Fall of the Republic, the newest video by Alex Jones. I hope he'll do a video on Sarah Palin, Glenn Beck, that whole mess of government agents. I really hope he'll, I'm going to ask him when he comes back on the line in a minute, when he's going to have a video out on that, because I tell you, we're in a real mess of trouble here. So anyway, our address is Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Now let's return. My good friend Alex Jones is on. We're talking about the deception of the controllers of the Tea Party. Not everybody in these Tea Parties. Of course, a lot of good people are involved, but now they're being taken for a ride by the elite of the Republican Party, and that Republican Party is using their media power, especially Fox News Network, to destroy what we as patriots and members of the truth movement care most about. Alex Jones, welcome back to Power of Prophecy.
Dex, it's great to be here with you. And getting into Sarah Palin, yes, we do intend in the next film to spend some time now focusing on the next fake revolution, because they want to have everybody focus their energies into something that's going nowhere. The Tea Party is being led by these people. The Tea Parties are the salt of the earth. They are a anti-New World Order, globalization, pro-Ron Paul slash Lou Dobbs slash Alex Jones slash Tex Mars type group of people. And so we are the real enemy of the New World Order. We are addressing and assessing the real enemy. And so let's think about this. We have Sarah Palin, who even Alan Keyes has been exposing as really being pro-abortion but punting the issue off the states' rights, who believes in global warming, just doesn't think it's man-made, even as the UN now has been forced to admit that it's all a fraud and we've been cooling in the last decade and the warming stopped in 1995. That was just admitted yesterday. Huge announcement. We have Bill O'Reilly constantly calling for new taxes on every program he's on, calling for cutting Medicare and Medicaid, which Obama actually calls for in his takeover of health care. They raise taxes and then cut your benefits. Everything must go to the offshore banks in interest. So we've got Glenn Beck, who's called the champion of Wall Street, as you and others have pointed out, in the Wall Street Journal, calling for more banker bailouts and more looting. And then he's calling for value-added taxes, and O'Reilly's calling for VAT taxes and sales taxes and everything else. And we've got to, you know, can't cut government, just pay it all the banks and bigger defense budgets and more wars. I mean, it just goes on and on. And then you've got Sarah Palin, who really is a dingbat. There are a lot of really brilliant women we could be supporting. And we've got this former Alaska beauty queen up there with O'Reilly and Beck parading around on a national tour calling for more taxes, more regulations, more wars, more fake WMDs. I mean, what a sick joke. And you've got her at a key juncture coming into Texas 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, coming into Texas and saying, don't be for Deborah Medina. Send Washington a message. Vote for who Karl Rove got into the governorship and to the Ag Commission before that. Rick NAFTA Superhighway, the new franchise taxes, Rick Bilderberg Group, Perry. That's how you send a message. He's the longest incumbent, 9.5 years. It'll be 14 if he gets this. Yeah, put him in for 14 years. He's already broken all the records for longest governor. He's a total hip pocket of Washington, but now he goes out to shooting ranges for photo ops. Now he talks about secession and all this, which makes the Tea Parties look stupid, like we want secession. We want nullification. 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment, Declaration of Rights by the states. You see, if Palin didn't come in here and help Perry, he was going to lose. Deborah Medina, a true patriot, coming out of nowhere, was gaining about 5 points a week. She was set this week to overcome. She was only 4 points behind Hutchinson, then 6 points after that behind Perry. Early voting, as you know, starts at the end of the week. And so she had a real chance of getting into the runoff and probably winning. Time was on her side, so it wasn't enough to have Palin come in with all her stupid star appeal and to sandbag everybody with her, with all her slick talk, praising Perry as an outsider rebel. Now she's we see Glenn Beck, her tag team mate, coming in and trying to torpedo Deborah Medina again. So if there's any doubt about this crew of scallywags, it's over now.
Well, Palin, it's amazing. You know, the Bible says, or ask the question, it's a rhetorical question, can two walk together lest they be agreed? Well, she's walking together with Rick Perry, a Bilderberger. And now she's going to Arizona. I understand that even after Perry's campaign manager, John McCain's campaign manager, has savaged her on the press, nevertheless, she's at the forefront. Now, this is interesting, too, because evidently in Arizona, there's another Tea Party type of guy running. And so rather than supporting, like in Texas, where she tried to kill the chances of Deborah Medina, who is a Ron Paul Tea Party, truly a Tea Party type person, and Palin's trying to knock her off, promote Palin. We have the same situation in Arizona, don't we?
Absolutely. You've got real conservative candidates that are very close to being able to unseat John McCain, because it isn't just Harry Reid that's in trouble in Nevada. It's not just other big Democrats. It's not just Brown, who's a socialist Republican, helped author his own government takeover of health care bill that he supported and rammed through. That's the model of the national plan, by the way, is the Massachusetts plan. But still, that message is the old Kennedy seats out, Brown is in Massachusetts. It's the same thing. They want to make it look like it's only Democrats that are on the ropes. But everywhere we see Palin, we see all these Republican mainline establishment, big government pro-war types, like Palin and O'Reilly, and of course Beck, running around to try to pull the bacon out of the fire for John McCain, part of the Keating Five, a gun grabber, a pro-open border promoter, a pro-government, pro-health care, government take. I mean, they're all totally bad news.
Absolutely. And so here again, John McCain, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, endorsed by the group called Friends of the Bilderbergers, and yet she's campaigning for the guy in Arizona, trying to – here's the guy, Mr. Amnesty himself for illegal aliens, but Palin's all for it. Well, that really tells us what Palin stands for, doesn't it, Alex?
Well, the good news is I talked to the grassroots. You talked to the grassroots. They are – 6 months ago when I was exposing these guys, they were in such a fit of Obama hatred – and obviously he's bad too, that's the whole point, that they were thinking these guys look good. Now they're really seeing through them with the support of Perry, the support of McCain, the support of new taxes, the support of new wars, the support of cutting Medicare and Medicaid when we've already paid for it, when they're going to raise the taxes. So the good news is these guys are in trouble. And that's why you have the neocons, Sarah Palin again. Sarah Palin came out last week and said, she said this to Obama, you need to attack Iran, declare war on them. That's a quote. Support Israel. You need to do this or your administration's over. You won't get elected again. You need to, quote, play the war card. So that's what they're pushing. And then they're menacing, threatening Obama, who's just a puppet, that you better do what we say, or we're going to have somebody assassinate you inside your administration, and then we're going to kill two birds with one stone. We're then going to blame it on a 9/11 truther.
I'm convinced of that because you suddenly have a chorus, an orchestra of many voices from Mike Huckabee on Fox News to Sarah Palin, to Sean Hannity, to O'Reilly, to Beck, all of them calling for the bombing, really a World War III practically, against this innocent country of Iran, that 16 American intelligence agencies, including the CIA, all en masse 2 years ago said is not even near to developing a nuclear weapon and does not appear disposed to do so. Putin over in Russia said that Iran is a country that hasn't attacked anybody in 200 years.
And Iran tried to have France enrich the uranium last month, to where everybody could openly tell and confirm that it's not anywhere near weapons grade, and they still say they're building secret nukes. We saw this 6.5-7 years ago in Iraq. It's the same story. They've just changed the last letter in Iraq to now say Iran.
Yeah, they really have, and Osama bin Laden suddenly becomes Ahmadinejad, the new Hitler. Well, you know, it's just like 1984. Does it matter whether the name is Emmanuel Goldstein or Ahmadinejad or Osama bin Laden or Saddam Hussein? They need their two-minute hate target, and they're all working together on this. Now, you know, I made a little list of some of the things that Obama seems to be for, and Alex, what you addressed earlier in this program, if forget about the style. Okay, maybe somebody doesn't like Obama's style points. Maybe they like Sarah Palin. Hey, maybe she's better to look at, a little easier on the eyes than Obama. But nevertheless, when you really look at the key issues, and this is what you've been talking about, I mean, we're involved in three wars getting into a fourth, but there's no difference. There's not a dime's worth of difference between Sarah Palin, McCain, you know, Fox News, Beck and all of them, and the Obama-Rahm Emanuel faction. You mentioned war. Both of them are war parties. But then there are Israel First parties. Tax and spend. I mean, Bush became the biggest tax and spender in history. And now they want to go one step further with the Democrats. Globalism. I mean, Bush and all of them were big globalists. Global warming. the immigration so-called reform, which is really amnesty and the ending of America's sovereignty, the war on terror, and then of course the attack on anybody that dares speak out about the truth of 9/11, those kinds of things. So I don't see any, I'm trying to look for any difference. They both voted on the TARP. Now last, 2 weeks ago, the Republicans were just talking like they were just going to do big things about the Fed Reserve, and suddenly Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader, head of the Republicans in the Senate, votes for Ben Bernanke for another 4 years at the Fed. In fact, the majority of Republicans voted for Ben Bernanke. They're not unhappy at all with the way Ben Bernanke and Tim Geithner are doing things, are they?
Hey, I'm just sitting here writing notes for my own radio show. All the great points you brought up that I haven't even brought up. I mean, there's so much bad that these people are doing. It's clear Obama isn't going to give us any good change. The Republicans aren't going to give us any good change in the way of a constitutional republic. And they're trying to head us off at the pass by taking over the real tea parties that really were a threat to them, taking the states back.
You know, I got a letter the other day that said, Tex, expose the fact that Obama is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and Michelle Obama has spoken to one of the CFR groups. But wait, Sarah Palin is promoting John McCain, who is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. I mean, the whole thing is preposterous. And, of course, Dick Cheney was not only a Freemason, or is not, but Dick Cheney was also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. I don't see it. I'm trying to figure out a difference other than just style points. You know, it's sort of like, you know, two beautiful women competing for Miss Universe. One's a blonde and one's brunette. They're both beautiful. They got the same shape and figure. Hey, who can you vote for? Neither, you know. So I don't get any difference here. The fall of the Republic, you know, maybe you ought to do Fall of the Republic 2, an expose of Sarah Palin, Glenn Beck, and that whole crowd. So really we're being bamboozled. Now, how much is this going to hurt? Because there's so many good people that have been seduced into these Tea Party movement rallies and so forth. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, there's a fight for the heart and soul of it, but overall it's been taken over by the Republicans, so other groups and organizations are forming that are real. Meanwhile, Beck is launching a new organization every month or so. He now has this honor guard he's making about worshiping war and saying who's a patriot and who isn't. It's all about dishonor. And so what's going to happen is people are going to become wise. Look, it took people 6-7 years to get wise to Bush. It took them less than a year to get wise for Obama and for him to have the lowest approval rating of any president in modern history. It's going to take another year or so for people to get wise to the Republicans. As soon as they get control of the House in the next election and don't deliver, things are going to get really, really bumpy fast. And that's why they're setting up NORTHCOM and Homeland Security to physically suppress us. That's why Obama is racing ahead saying he'll use executive orders to circumvent even the Congress. They're just stalling the public long enough for the banks to steal as much money as possible, to bankrupt us and make us dependent on big government. And they'll just continue with their psyops. But, you know, it's not going to work. You know, they position an O'Reilly. He's better, you know, years ago. Then he becomes more corrupt later. He loses favor. It's like shark teeth. Another group of them roll forward, i.e. Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck. But again, once you're aware of a scam, a new flavor or a new dress on the same scam, it's like putting not perfume on a pig, but a new dress on a pig. It's still a pig dressed up in a blue dress.
Well, as Palin said, let's just call it lipstick on the pig, right? We'll just take her. Well, Alex, listen very carefully now. What can we do about this? I mean, you know, you probably have the largest forum today in the Patriot, a constitutionalist movement. You and Ron Paul, probably. You, of course, in the media, Ron Paul in the political side, both of you men whom I greatly respect. You mentioned to me on the break a while ago, we were just talking, and you said what we need to do is start something like a coffee party to wake up people. Well, what about that? Is there a coffee party movement that you can, give a little fuel to? I know I would back it, and I know a lot of my friends would.
That's a great idea. I'm going to tell my webmaster listening out there, I'm going to tell my guys looking at me through the glass right now, let's go buy some URLs with InfoWars Coffee Party or therealcoffeeparty.com. We're going to set up some URLs, and I'll just have a video up on the site and a basic code of beliefs that we're real constitutionalists. We don't believe in value-added taxes and sales taxes to pay the bankers. We're actually against abortion. We're actually against gun control. We're not the John McCain / Rick Perry fake Republicans.
Amen.
And I think then just give people the idea out there to start the coffee party and get it going that way. I mean, I'm too focused making films, doing radio. I'm a small organization like you. I'm not funded by the big banks or funded by Fox News or whatever like the establishment is. So I can't go out and organize all these. If I did, I'd have to quit my show. And the videos reach millions. So we go for what has more bang for its buck. And also, your listeners need to realize that I am under tremendous, sustained, continual attack because the fruit is good. We bring in huge harvest after huge harvest of awakened, unlocked minds. And we don't really need any help other than your prayers and other than people not even really defending us or getting involved in the infighting. Keep waking up new minds. Keep getting people to see the facts and the info. Continue to show people what's happening with the global government. And talk about the successes. The Copenhagen Global Tax is in deep trouble. Their government health care is in deep trouble. Their open border program is in deep trouble. Their gun-grabbing bills are in deep trouble. So they just have the feds come in and just shut down gun shows outside the law like they did in Austin a month ago. And realize that we are having a great success. And that justice really depends on us taking action, and that duty is ours. Consequence belongs to God, as the Founding Fathers love to say, or were fond of saying. You know, I don't know how all this is going to end. I'm going to stand up against evil. I'm going to stand up against corruption. I'm going to take action. And we've never seen, and then I'm going to let God do the rest, we've never seen such a time of awakening. We've never seen a time when a Tex Mars video or an Alex Jones video or sending somebody to powerprophecy.com or conspiracy a planet or all the great sites or infowars.com or prisonplanet.com. We've never seen a time when reaching out to somebody is as effective as it is now. I mean, we see national polls between 75 and 91% in Gallup want to abolish or audit the Fed. You know, 10 years ago, maybe 1% of people knew it was private, and you were called a kook if you talked about it. We have been right about everything. The world government's been announced. There's no longer any denial. All they can hope to do is put these Christianoid, fake conservative clones in our places so people don't find the real thing. And that may stall people for a while, but in the end, it's just going to backfire on them. I think if the globalists just kept their mouths shut, they'd be in a better position. But trying to pose as us is actually just going to be a gateway to the real deal. So spread the word about these radio shows like you've never done before and get Fall of the Republic from Tex Mars. Make copies of it. Get it out to everybody. Fall of the Republic, the Obama deception. Right-wingers will watch it thinking it's an expose on Obama, which it is. Left-wingers will watch it because they're angry. And it'll deprogram them to the full paradigm, the Hegelian false left-right paradigm immediately. And that's why these films are so powerful. And Tex, I want to thank you and Wanda and your great staff for our long, loving relationship. And I appreciate the great work you're doing. And watch your six.
Alex, appreciate it so much. I'm going to be looking for that coffee party movement. And whether you have the time to do it, I hope you do. It was a great idea you had there. I hope you do. And if you do, we're going to put it on, page one on our website, in our newsletter, because it's definitely needed. I feel so sorry for these good-hearted Tea Party people, and they need the truth. Well, that was Alex Jones. I always love having Alex Jones on because he stays up to par on everything. I have no idea how the guy does it. Well, you know, one of the most important things we were talking about is the fact that I had made a list of 10 things, issues that are very, very much in the news, important to America, to our future today. And I realize that whether it was the Republicans or the Democrats, Obama or, let's say, a Sarah Palin, they're all the same. Each of them, Republicans and Democrats, are for Israel First over America, Israeli firsters. They're war parties. Bush got us into wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, threatened Iran, and now, well, Obama's intensifying that. We're into it even bigger now, and now we're going off to another nation, Yemen, threatening them as well. Then taxes and spending. Bush became the biggest taxer in American history. A lot of it, he said, was for, you know, that $3 trillion for the Iraq war. Nevertheless, taxes, taxes, taxes. And now Obama's got his big plans. Each one wants to take away from our Medicare and Social Security. Now listen, the way they ought to take care of that is not give it anymore to the illegal aliens. Because Bush began giving Social Security to illegal aliens. Obama wants to take $800 billion away from Social Security recipients who are American for his Obamacare plan. What kind of medical care plan wants to take away $800 billion from Medicare and Social Security? They both want to stick it to the elderly who were born in America. They both do. Secret societies, both of them are involved with the secret societies. And with globalism, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. Oh, come on. It doesn't matter whether you're a McCain or you're Obama. You're involved with the CFR. They both promote the homosexual and gay agenda. Did you know that Dick Cheney was on TV this week, Vice President, Bush's Vice President, Republican, saying, yes, we need to get rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and let the gays and transgenders in the military. Well, isn't that the same thing Obama's people are saying? Well, of course it is. Meanwhile, Cindy McCain, the wife of John McCain, is now going out campaigning for a gay organization. A gay organization trying to promote the gay movement. Cindy McCain. Then we have the immigration reform, amnesty. McCain, Bush. But wait, isn't that what Obama and Emmanuel want? Yes, they're all the same. Open borders. Then there's the war on terrorism and the lies about 9/11. Both sides are doing it. Any place you look, global warming. Sarah Palin says, I believe in global warming. I just don't think it's man-made. Hey, Sarah, for 14 years, the world as the globe has been cooling. Get with it. Well, she can't. She's controlled by the same people as Obama is. Police state. They want this so-called Patriot Act. Oh, Sarah gets her gun and pretends she's a hunter and she's out hunting moose in the wilds of Alaska. Hey, and then she says, but we need to keep up the torture. We need to keep the rendition camps. Do it more. Torture more. Evil. Evil. It doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. They're just evil. Hey, they're both, sides are for environmentalism. They're both. Swindlers. That's what they are. Put out a list recently of Obama's top Jewish aides, and I call it Swindler's List. But Bush and Palin and Beck are all controlled by the neocon Jews. It's all the same. Well, you've been listening to Power of Prophecy. You know, it's wonderful sharing with you each week during this time. And I just appreciate so much your prayers, your encouragement, and what you do in support of this ministry. We need your financial help. We need you to get on your knees before God so we can keep going right here every week. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for everything you do for Power of Prophecy. My prayer, dear friends, is you'll tune in each week and discover the power of prophecy.